Introducing Elvis Presley.
Built around the fiery personality of Elvis Presley.
Here is an Elvis Presley you've never seen before.
It's Elvis on a love campaign.
It's Elvis, Hawaiian style.
And Elvis takes both sides.
Elvis rocking and socking on the waterfront.
Elvis brings you the vacation of your life.
A different kind of man, Elvis Presley.
It's a new Elvis, one you've never seen before.
Viva Elvis, Viva and Margaret.
Now he crowns his meteoric rise to fame with a fiery burst of dramatic power.
Hi, and welcome to the Starring Elvis Presley podcast. I'm Sheena.
And I'm Savannah.
And today we are talking about Elvis's 25th movie, Clambake.
So what'd you think?
You know, we have sort of fallen into a habit, and we've noticed this. I'm sure y'all have noticed this if you've been listening along with us. For maybe the past, I don't know, 10, 15 movies or so, we get in the habit of calling these cute little movies.
Right.
And this is a cute little movie. this is not Elvis's best. This is, I think Elvis knew that. So that's maybe the rumor there. It has its cute moments.
Right.
Its cute little moments. Is it the best movie ever made? No. But I also don't want to knock anything Elvis did just out of respect. I mean,
right.
It comes down to that for me. But yeah, it's a... There are cute little moments in
right.
this cute little movie.
And there have been movies in his career that I think that we both and the fan base maybe didn't like as much, you know?
Yeah.
So this one definitely isn't at the bottom of the barrel.
No.
But it had a cute plot. It really did. We were talking about how we really enjoyed the kind of love story. And is this the first movie where he had to convince the girl?
I think so, maybe. He's chased a lot of girls in a
right.
lot of movies, but this was a little bit more of a...
I kind of enjoyed
yeah.
that part.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, let me tell you the plot line first. So, the basic plot is that Elvis plays a guy named Scott. So, Scott is the son of a millionaire. He's the heir of a huge oil company, basically. And he really just wants to live a normal life. You know, he says at the beginning that he's tired of women who only want him for his money.
Right.
So, he runs into a guy named Tom. And Tom is actually on his way to a hotel down in Florida to be a water ski instructor.
Yeah.
So, they get this great idea to kind of switch lives.
Right.
So, Elvis, who is Scott, actually goes and is the water ski instructor, and Tom decides to pretend to be Scott
yeah.
and spend all his money.
And be a rich playboy.
Right.
Yeah.
And during this time, Elvis meets Diane, who's
yes.
actually someone that we've seen many times, Shelley Fabre. And so she actually is not interested in Elvis. She has come there to the hotel to find herself a millionaire husband. She finds that in a way through a gentleman named James Jameson.
Yes.
all the while, Elvis or Scott was into Diane. And it's just a cute... You know, little plot about how Elvis ends up with a girl,
yeah.
like all of the plots
yes.
kind of go. But I really enjoyed the actual storyline of how he gets the girl.
Yeah, I mean, of course Elvis does sing songs in this movie, but being a singer is not his number one role in
right.
this, actually. I mean, you do have a couple of cute numbers, but he's there... First is in this oil tycoon, sort of.
Right.
And then he's there being a lifeguard, or not lifeguard.
Ski instructor.
Ski instructor.
Right.
which either way, I was like, you know, either whether you're a millionaire or you're teaching people how to ski, it's not a bad life either
right.
way.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, it's a simple little plot, but it's fun. There's some really fun moments.
Yeah, and I like some of the water moments. There was a lot of water action in this movie. So, obviously, he's a water ski instructor, or pretending to be. So, there's some skiing moments. Now, of course, you can definitely tell that they are, in fact, not skiing. But I kind of enjoyed how they really tried. Did you see how the water was on Elvis's legs?
Yeah, yeah.
They really tried. and, of course, you know, part of the plot line as well is that Elvis or Scott is... fixing up a speedboat, and he actually wins the speedboat competition, and et cetera, et cetera. He makes up with his dad, and then when Diane and Elvis / Scott, when they're riding off into the sunset together, she's accepted that he's just this poor dude,
mm-hmm.
and then he's like, oh, just kidding.
Yeah.
My name's Scott.
Exactly, you know? Yeah.
So that's
all this
cute.
Money. Yeah.
And she, we were both talking about how she just looked gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they made a very beautiful couple in this movie. And yeah, you know, with this being a romantic comedy, there's a lot of comedic moments. Elvis is, as usual, being very funny. I was mentioning earlier, I like the fight scene where the guy's like, I'm going to teach you some karate or whatever the line was. I forget now. And Elvis is like, please, you know, that was awesome. But there's actually a little bit of drama there where he does make up with his dad because he's been kind of frustrated, you know, with his dad and his dad's expectations for him and all this kind of stuff. And and he did a really good job, I thought, in that very dramatic. So there's a couple of, you know, good dramatic moments and scenes where he's, you know. It made me think of, like, King Creole and some of the earlier Elvis movies that are more dramatic. And I miss that side of Elvis.
Yeah, and he was actually given the opportunity. I mean, a lot of the things that we've talked about is that it wasn't necessarily a quote-unquote problem with Elvis or his acting. It was a script issue.
Yeah.
And so this kind of gave him an opportunity to be a little dramatic.
Yeah, you know, versus I like that.
Singing in the club all the time, you know?
All right, well, we ready for some trivia?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. All right, this is Elvis's 25th movie.
Which he is made crazy. It for,
I know, right? We only have 6 more movies left.
Right.
That's not including the documentaries.
I don't know why I think about this all the time, but we need to look up people like Meryl Streep and see how many movies has she done, because I feel like this is a lot for a person to do.
Especially in the time frame.
And as young as he was.
Yes. Yeah, it's a lot of work. So he made this for United Artists. Major photography was scheduled to begin March 10th, 1967, but it was actually delayed because Elvis fell and he suffered a concussion. So he took some time off there and they started filming April 27th instead. And it opened later that year on November 22nd.
Wow.
And of course, Clambake goes along with the song. Clambake.
Right.
But the original working title for this movie was Too Big for Texas. So I wonder if, with it being oil-based and all that. Yeah. I think that's kind of cute, though. There are a lot of Elvis fans in Texas, that's for sure.
That's true.
A lot of the movie was filmed in and around Miami, but Elvis's scenes were filmed in L.A., so he had a double for Miami.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was directed by Arthur H. Nadell, and you may have seen his work if you were a fan of Saturday morning cartoons. He directed cartoons like He-Man and the Masters and She-Ra, Princess of Power. Of course, we have seen Shelley Fabre before. She's been in 2 other Elvis films. She was also in The Donna Reed Show. She was Christine Armstrong in Couch, and she was in the movie Brian's Song. We've seen Bill Bixby, who's in this movie before as well. He's been in some Elvis movies. And I noticed, being a classic movie nerd, that one of Bette Davis's ex-husbands and one of her co-stars from All About Eve, Gary Merrill's in this movie as well. So I thought that was kind of cool.
That is.
And then, of course, there at the end, you mentioned the boat race.
Right.
They actually used footage from the Orange Bowl International Power Boat Regatta. I don't know anything about boating, so I don't know if I'm saying that right. But they used some of that footage for the movie, so I thought that was cool. Oh, my gosh, I almost forgot. Another co-star that I know you've seen before, that everyone has seen before, was Flipper.
Oh, yeah.
Flipper was famous at the time, of course, from the NBC show of the same name. And she has a little cameo. Her real name was Susie.
Aw.
Very cute. And, of course, I love that white suit that Elvis wears in this.
Me too.
He looks great in it. And, of course, you know, our other actor looks great in it, too. But, you know.
You can't really compete.
Yeah. This is the starring Elvis Presley podcast, not the starring the other guy podcast.
Yeah.
The white suit was reportedly worth $10,000.
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure exactly how true that is, but that's what we have heard. But actually, Colonel Parker had it cut up into pieces, and it was put into the 4 record box set Elvis, the other side's Worldwide Gold Award Hits Volume 2. That was something that the Colonel did to sort of get a little extra personal piece of Elvis, which is a cool concept.
Yeah.
But I wish he'd used a fake suit.
Yeah.
Like, I know that's terrible, but I kind of wish he'd used a fake. I wish we had that
suit. Well, that was such a good suit.
In our collection.
Yeah.
Yes. So, if you do want to see Elvis's collection, actually, we have a really good collection of Elvis's props and costumes and all of that here at Elvis the Entertainer Career Museum. So, that's always very cool, too.
Yes, it is.
And we have some comments from the fans. Tina and Nina, and I promise I'm not making that up, they're 2 separate people whose names rhyme, on Facebook. They said they love the song You Don't Know Me, which I love that song too.
Yeah.
That is a really good one.
Oh, that is a really good one.
And Kip on Facebook said he was an extra in the movie. He said that he and his family were there in this scene where you first see Elvis and he's pulled up at the gas station, that he and his family are in the background. So that was kind of cool.
Oh, my gosh. That is too cool.
Yeah. Christina, she also liked the fight scene that we mentioned earlier. All right. And Wendy on Twitter said she likes it when Elvis interrupt Bill Bixby and Shelley Fabre's date with the water skis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And she said he had great comedic timing. I agree there, Wendy. And Sue on Twitter said she loved the song Confidence. She said that song and Elvis always makes her smile. And she said Elvis never goes out of style. I cannot agree more. I love it.
I agree.
This may not be the number one fan favorite. This is not a Jailhouse Rock or a Viva Las Vegas or a King Creole. But you know what? I think it did its job of entertaining people.
Right. And it had a good cast. I mean, we obviously love Elvis. We love Shelley Fabre. They had great chemistry.
Yeah.
And, you know, Elvis is great in everything.
Yeah.
So I thought overall it was cute. Maybe one day we'll stop saying that it's cute. Y'all can do a drinking game based on how many times we say cute.
Cute little movie.
Yeah. A cute little movie. Because, well, speaking of
that. And that's one thing, too. We forgot to say it is a little over an hour 30.
Right.
So it is a cute little movie. It's pretty short, and then you do see Elvis right away.
Right away. Yep. So, speaking of, the next cute little movie is going to be Stay Away, Joe.
Yeah,
so
I'm excited
for that.
That's
our next one. We're excited about that one, too. And then we only have a few left.
I know.
I'm kind of sad.
And then we'll do the documentaries.
Yes, very excited about that.
And if you're lucky, we will cover 68 Special and Aloha in Hawaii. Because we don't really want to stop watching
those
movies.
We don't want to stop.
Let's be real here.
Yeah, so we're super excited about everything we have coming up. Don't forget, we have ETA weekend coming up in March.
Yeah, March 2nd and 3rd.
So hopefully you guys can see that. And then, of course, we have summer camp. So if you have a little one between
6 and 15,
go ahead and sign them up. I know that's filling up fast. We're hoping that they still have a seat for me and Sheena. We're going to put in an official request.
Maybe we can be camp counselors.
Yes, please.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a really great opportunity. If your kid is into the performing arts, wants to learn how to be like Elvis, be a great singer and dancer and actor,
right,
that's really where they need to be this summer.
Right. And what an awesome opportunity. And the perfect place to do it.
Yes.
So, we're super excited about all the things we have coming up. Thank you guys for listening, and we will see you next week.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.